This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, West Michigan. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window. It's a little bit overcast. Supposed to be in the high 70s, low 80s today. A fantastic day to get out on your deck, fire up that grill, and create a little grill envy. Good morning, Bob.
Come on, baby. Light my fire.
We are
being produced this morning by the amazing hands of Brian Fonger. We just really appreciate having a great producer on this show.
Yeah, doing a fantastic job. You can even make guys like us sound good. So
that's we're not going to get into your grill, Brian. Sorry, I had to do that.
It's all right. Bob, okay. We were talking about some of the rules of the grill.
Rules for hosts, that's right.
So let's pick that up where we left off.
Today, I'll be the host with the most. Stock up on your different flavored woods and make sure you have plenty of charcoal or propane, whichever way you're going. But it's critical that you don't run out of fuel because it's going to stink. It's very often a time when it's not convenient to get more.
Well, that's just it. I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but it's happened to me where you're right in the middle of a cook.
And it happened last night to me.
You're out of propane. I know you got charcoal going for most of the stuff you're cooking.
Well, I had my tech out. I was doing some sizzlers. I cut one of those tri-tips up, and I made sizzlers out of it, and my tech ran out of gas because that one's portable.
Sure.
But I had another tank.
There you are. Yep. So, you know, you change it out quick and you go. But anyway, let's keep going with these rules.
Make sure you have a clean workspace. Another big deal in grilling, and you mentioned it, dropping food, too much stuff. Have it. You know, even if you have to have a plastic table you bring out to your grill area, bring the table out because you need a nice workspace. There's going to be more stuff that you're setting there than you think, and you're going to have other people walking up while you're preparing the food. Have space to, you know, set some extra food down, put your drink on, you know, because you're gonna be one arm in it anyway while you're out there.
And one thing that we always stress every time is keep your raw food and your cooked food in a separate place because you cannot cross-contaminate. Keep moving.
Okay. So invest in a good brush for cleaning your grill. I just got one of these. Matter of fact, somebody gave you one when we were somewhere.
Yeah, we were at Garrett's. Garrett's Appliance. Garrett's gave me a really nice one.
Yeah. I went and bought one just like that. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, Garrett's. Yeah, I'll be waiting for my free one.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I bet you do. I liked yours so much, I went and bought one. I saw one at another dealership. And that kind of a brush, it's a wide brush, really cleans the grill up nicely.
Yep.
Versus the old wire brush I was using out of my garage.
Do you heat it up before you clean it?
Sometimes. It depends on what I'm trying to accomplish. If I've got a bunch of food on it I'm trying to knock off, yeah, I'm going to heat it up. If it's already cooled off and there's not a lot of food on it, but just a little bit of black, I'm just going to brush that off before I even heat it up.
Good idea.
And very often after it cools off, if it's not like my tech, I don't have to do anything with it because it's all stainless. But if it's the grate on my good one or my old Phoenix or any of that stuff, I'll spray it down with a little bit of Spartan brand spray-on oil.
You know, I was grilling for some people last weekend at their house, and they didn't have a grill brush. But what they did, and I'd never seen this done before, but it worked great. They reeled off a big piece of tin foil and wadded it up in a ball, and I just rubbed that on the grill, and it worked just like a brush.
Mm-hmm.
I was really surprised, but it was just abrasive enough to clean it off. So it was kind of a makeshift deal.
I showed that little trick to Rob Russell at our last gig, and he was amazed by it.
Yeah, I'd not seen that before.
Yeah, well, on a smoker grate, you can get a lot of stuff stuck up on there. But if you just tuned in, it's the Grilling Guys. We're almost done for today, but we're on 107.3 every Saturday from 9 to 11. And our goal is just to turn you into a beast on your deck.
So let's keep going on some of these rules.
Okay. So the tools, big deal. Guests, it all depends on the type of occasion. If it's a celebration for a small group like a graduation party or Mother's Day, then don't ask the guest to bring anything but an appetite. But if you're hosting a family reunion or a big picnic in your backyard like I am today, it's okay to ask your guests to bring a covered dish.
Yeah, but
and
I think
that's exactly what I'm doing.
That's right. But the key is coordinate that a little bit so you don't get seven tubs of potato salad.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's common sense.
Of course. Drinks, it's important to provide plenty of drinks and make sure there's more water and soda than alcoholic drinks. When the weather's hot, you really need to keep everybody well hydrated, especially the older folks. And again, if it's a family reunion, you're going to have grandma there. My father-in-law passed out at a wedding because he dehydrated.
Not because of what he was drinking?
No. I mean, you know, he's in his mid-70s. Mid-80s. Sorry, Charlie.
Only the best tuna Starkist, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. But so I mean, we enjoy our microbrews and the wine, a glass of wine, but don't overdo it. That's
right. Yeah. That's right. And then, so drinks, that's important. Decor. Go as wild or mild as you like with barbecues, but remember to provide like some kind of shelter or a pop-up or something, and then seats for everybody. Make sure you've thought about the shade. I just bought one of those pop-ups the other day for like $100.
Right.
They're really handy. Good thing to have. Next week when we come back, I want to get back into this list because there's a whole bunch of rules I've developed for guests.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have suggestions, hit us on Facebook, The Grilling Guys on Facebook. Send us your suggestions for either the host or the guests for rules in the backyard because that's a really good thing to keep in mind if you want to create that awesome atmosphere for your party. If you want to build yourself up as a grilling legend, you got to throw the right gig.
Absolutely. And you know what? It is a lot of fun. Don't ever forget that. That this is supposed to be relaxing. It's supposed to be fun. Don't overdo it. Don't overthink it. Just do something that's easy to cook. You know, again, I want to get back to what you're doing right now. And that is, there's meat on the smoker, and we're down here doing a radio show. We're going to leave here, drive home. But it's easy. It took a little prep work. I mean, but once you got it on the grill, but I want to talk about it. That's where this was going. Sorry. We took that meat off the smoker before we came to the show, and you wrapped it. And you wrapped it in foil and then put it back on the smoker. Why'd you do that?
It's just a nice way to finish them. I got my smoke in. I'm not going to get any more smoke on the meat, but I want to finish up the meat. I want to bring it up to 195 for the butts, 200, something like that for the brisket. So what it actually allows me to do is keep more of the moisture in it. Now, I've reduced most of the fat out of it, and now I want to make sure that I keep it locked up so that I can steam it a little bit. And I may even peep that foil open and throw a little apple juice in there.
On the brisket or on the pork butt?
On the pork butt.
Right.
On the brisket, I'm going to pour some beef broth in there.
Okay.
And
again, it's not going to swim in it, but you're just going to put a little in there to get some steam going?
It's
going to
swim in it. The brisket will swim in it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have it half inch deep.
Okay. What about the pork butts?
Just enough to keep it moist.
Add a little flavor, maybe?
Yeah. You don't want to ruin the bark on it.
Right.
But you also don't want to dry it out.
So bark is what? What's that?
That's the smoky crust you get on the outside. So when you wrap it, you tend to soften that bark up.
Okay.
If you put too much moisture in there, it's going to all run off. You'll steam it. You don't want to steam it.
So at this point, they would have been on the grill for about 8 hours uncovered. They're going to be on about another 3 hours by the time we get back. 3 or 4 covered.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got 12 hours roughly into this pork butt and this brisket on a low temperature on the Goodwin smoker.
As soon as I get home, I'm going to pull those butts.
Okay.
And I'm going to pour the beef broth in on the brisket and let him sit there for another hour. I'm going to throw some more wood on there, and I'm going to do a coffee rub on a tri-tip.
Okay.
Michelle McCormick style.
Uh-huh.
So, Michelle, if you're listening, the tri-tip will be done about 5:30, babe.
Yeah. Come on.
Bring your suit.
But so you're going to serve this. What time are you planning on serving for your guests? I mean, the meat's going to be done by when?
We'll be doing pulled pork at 1 o'clock.
Right. So you've
they will come hungry.
Yeah. Yep. And then you're going to serve the brisket later in the day.
Brisket will be round two with the tri-tips.
Yeah. Yeah. So why don't we do a little section of Man Law right now?
Yeah. Okay, man law today is man law number 63. Another good one. In an empty room, car, whatever, a man cannot ask another man if he's mad because he isn't talking.
That's right.
Remember that one, Joppy.
I will, because I get mad once in a while.
You sure
and
do.
I'll talk through it.
You got anger
I'll talk
issues.
Through it. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're going to put a wrap on this show. We appreciate you listening, sticking with us. Come back and listen to us next week. We're going to be live and local out at the Bowtie Bar. We're going to be raising money for multiple sclerosis, and we're going to have a little bit of fun, cook up about 500 pounds of chicken.
You can go to this thing even if you don't have a bike, because they're going to have all kinds of chicken.
Right. Right now, we're going to do a little Kid Rock, Born Free. Thanks for listening to The Grilling Guys. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.